Of all the gay birds e'er I did see, the owl is the fairest by far to me. For all the day long she sits on a tree, and when the night comes away flies she.
I must say that I prefer birds of a prettier color than the owl. Like the bird of paradise that I saw at the zoo last Sunday. She was sitting so neatly and properly, as if she were wearing her Sunday best and didn't want to spoil it.
The little bird of paradise, she does her work both neat and nice. She pleases God, she pleases man, she does the work that no man can.
I think I prefer fish to birds. I like to think how they live underwater just as easily as we live on land. I wonder how it must feel.
The herring loves the merry moonlight. The mackerel loves the wine. But the oyster loves the deep blue sea, for she comes of a gentle kind. For she comes of a gentle kind.
It makes me shiver even to think of having to live in water all the time. I would rather be anything else, even a little bitty fly. At least then I could play in the sunshine and be near people. I know that grown-ups always chase flies away, but when I look at them, I see what pretty, delicate wings they have and how daintily and cleverly they move about.
Baby bye, here's a fly, let us watch him, you and I.
Baby
how he curls
bye,
up the walls, yet he
fly,
never falls.
Let us watch him, you
there
and I.
There he goes
I.
On his toes, tickling baby's nose.
How he curls up the walls, yet he never falls.
If you and I had two such legs,
there he goes on his toes, tickling baby's nose.
You and I could walk on
if
eggs.
If you and I had two such legs, you and I could walk on eggs.
Baby bye, here's a fly, let us watch him, you and I.
Baby
how he curls
bye,
up the walls, yet he never falls.
Let us watch him, you
there
and
he goes
I.
On his toes, tickling
how he
baby's
curls
nose.
Up the walls, yet he never falls.
If you and I had two such
there he goes
legs,
on his toes, tickling baby's nose.
You and I could walk on
if
eggs.
If you and I had two such legs, you and I could walk on eggs.
A squirrel's as nimble as a fly. He can run up and down trees with no trouble at all. And besides, he has his own fur coat to keep him warm in the winter. And then he's smart, too. He collects his own food and stores it away in the trees. If I were not a little boy, I think the next best thing would be to be a squirrel.
Whiskey, frisky, hippity-hop, up he goes to the treetop. Whirly, twirly, round and round, down he scampers to the ground. Furly, curly, what a tail, tall as a feather and broad as a sail. Where's his supper? In the shell. Snappy, cracky, out it fell. Whisky, frisky, hippity-hop, up he goes to the treetop. Whirly, twirly, round and round, down he scampers to the ground. Furly, curly, what a tail, tall as a feather and broad as a sail. Where's his supper? In the shell. Snappy, cracky, out it fell.
That sounds very nice, but I really think I should prefer to stay a little girl, just as I am. But I do love all animals and mean always to be kind to them, even when I don't understand them or when they won't do what I want them to.
If I had a donkey that wouldn't go, would I beat him? Oh, no, no. I'd put him in the barn and give him some corn, the best little donkey that ever was born.
Listen, Julie, do you hear the cuckoo calling? That's the first sign of spring. All the animals hear it too, and it makes them very happy.
August, away I must. Cuckoo, cuckoo. What do you do in April? I open my bill. In May I sing all day. In June I change my tune. In July away I fly. In August, away I must.